Kinder glücklich zu sehen, just wie sang Chanté. Happy to see you, bleibe reste stay. Willkommen, bienvenue.
Willkommen and bienvenue. Welcome from the étranger stranger. Glücklich zu sehen, je suis enchanté. You are listening to a very special recording of the Uncut Gems podcast. This is our Patreon exclusive tie-in episode for November 2023. And we are tying into our main show monthly theme, which is quite simply the films of Bob Fosse. And by the way, my name is Randy.
My name is Jakob, and we are the Bob Fosse Posse. Sorry.
Couldn't resist. Okay. We are not alone today. We have two extra voices in the room. Very happy to say. Excited as always to welcome back the returning voice, editor-chief and of Clapper himself, Jack Luke Sharp. How are you doing, Jack?
I'm brilliant. I'm really excited to talk about this film, actually. It's a big blind spot in on my letterbox and my cinephile career. So I'm looking to hear what everyone thinks. And I'm finally back on the mend after being ill for the last 3 weeks. So onwards and upwards. Thanks for having me back anyway.
Possessed by demons the last few weeks.
Indeed.
So you're saying you're not down with the sickness?
Not this week, no.
Not today. Boo!
And we've got a new voice joining us.
Sorry, had to.
Mein Damen und Herren, Mesdames et Messieurs, ladies and gentlemen, I give you the international sensation, Randy Perry. How are you doing, Randy?
I'm good. Happy to finally be able to join you guys. Randy's been trying to get me scheduled for a while now, and things finally worked out. And I'm thrilled to be talking about Cabaret. It is one of my absolute favorite movies.
Cool.
Fuck yeah!
Felt appropriate. Welcome aboard, Randy.
If it makes it easier to keep me and Randy straight, you can refer to me as Perry, because that was a trick that a friend of ours always used to use to distinguish. He would refer to us by our last names to make it easier to tell which one he was talking to.
Oh, that feels like weirdly formal, like we're in the military.
We're both used to it, so
hey, Burrows.
However this unfolds is absolutely fine with me. And side note, Randy and I go way back. We're friends from junior high, so we've known one another for over 35 years, I'm gonna say. So
woof.
I know it's true though, but anyway, Randy, super happy to have you on board. Okay, before we get into the proceedings here, though, big thanks to all of our subscribers out there. We appreciate you. Thank you so much, those of you who support us on Patreon. There's a special place reserved in heaven for you. I'm confident of that, because we're just a small podcast, but the bills are real enough. So thank you. And I suppose I'll throw this out there, too. Big news, this episode, which is part of my birthday month selection, which on the main show, we're talking about all of Bob Fosse's films. So this episode is a bit of a birthday gift of sorts, because it's going to be for free. So there you go. If you're listening to this on the main feed, usually our voices will trail away. And I think they'll still trail away, but you can just hop on over to our Patreon and enjoy the full episode, unlocked, ready to go. And if you're already a patron of ours, tell your friends about us. And if you're a member of the Three Oaks class of 1991, drop Randy and me a line to say hi. So there's that. Boom. Our Patreon page is at www.patreon.com/uncutgemspod. So for $3 a month, $4.50 Canadian, you can listen to all of our library of conversations. We have 2022's complete David Lynch marathon. We are nearing completion of our 2023 Soderbergh project. So here on Patreon, you will find his better known films, his more acclaimed works. And they're basically all here now as big ones: Sex, Lies, and Videotape, King of the Hill, The Oceans films, Aaron Brockovich, Traffic, Che, Magic Mike. So they're all here on Patreon now. Last month we did Logan Lucky. That was a great chat. And Jack, you were here for that. That was awesome. And also just
run
released
out the big ones, by the way. Like now we're
exactly
the bottom of the barrel for Patreon ones.
So for
stay tuned for November.
Yeah. So just last week, I think at the point of this release, just a few days ago, we released High Flying Bird on our Patreon. So anyway, we're also working this year on a Cassavetes marathon project here on Patreon, and that's nearly complete as well. So in 2 weeks, we will be releasing our 11th of 12 in that series. And honestly, those have been amazing conversations, therapeutic even at times. And I'm not even joking. For example, go check out the film Woman Under the Influence. If you haven't seen it, amazing. And then come check out our chat on that. Also amazing. This is just, Cassavetes was the man, and these conversations have been awesome. So I encourage people to check those out. So
actually, send us an email at uncutgemspod@gmail.com and tell us exactly at which minute in the episode do you feel each of us is tearing up?
Yeah. And also, A Child is Waiting was another one.
Oh, yeah,
like
yeah.
That.
Actually, there's quite a couple of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes, there's. Actually, just if you go through our entire catalog at some point, just find out when, because there's going to be like moments where you're just like, I think Jakob's crying.
It's yeah, it's been fantastic. So yeah, and I hadn't seen a Cassavetes film until this year, but boy, super thankful I have. Even the Cassavetes ones that I haven't really cared for, they've been amazing conversations and great talking points. So we're covering that man and his career fully. And by extension, a lot of Jenna Rowland's work too, and Peter Fox and, you know, that crew. So anyway, I'm rambling. Check that out. If you're not a Patreon member and you like us, consider it. No pressure for sure. But, you know, it's not just about the money for us. Jakob and I are just a couple of dads who get together on weekends to talk about movies. We try to figure out the stories behind various films, and we're happy when anyone finds us at all. So, you know, just keep us in mind. And then, of course, on our main show, the Uncut Gems podcast, every Friday, new free episodes weekly. Okay, but now for today, we're talking about the Bob Fosse tie-in, although all of Fosse's films are arguably ballers to one degree or another. We're talking today about the one that was his biggest hit, the one that won him his Oscar. We're talking about 1972's historic musical, Cabaret.
But why don't you just come out with it? You can't stand Maximilian because he's everything that you're not. He doesn't have to give English lessons for 3 marks an hour. He's rich, and he knows about life. He doesn't read about it in books. He's suave, and he's divinely sexy. And he really appreciates a woman.
Screw Maximilian.
I do.
So do I. Shouldn't that be 3?
All right. Cabaret, directed by Bob Fosse, written by J. Preston Allen, who's sort of an accomplished screenwriter. He also wrote or had a hand in writing The Verdict and Marnie and Funny Lady and Death Trap. So he was certainly around. What's that?
She.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. You're right. Because I did look Jay up. So thank you, Randy. I knew there's a reason we invited you on. For the cabaret.
Do you want to start over, or do you want to leave this in?
I'll leave it in. I don't care. So yeah, J. Preston Allen, responsible for lots of other screenplays as well. So she is responsible for this script. It's based on a stage show, Cabaret, by John Kander and Fred Ebb. And that's sort of based on a play, I think, called I Am Camera, which had source material itself, Goodbye Berlin, a novel, or some short stories by Christopher Isherwood.
Isherwood.
I think. So the So there's sort of a chain of where this story has evolved, but it all started with Christopher Isherwood.
Yes.
Okay. So it all started with Isherwood, and it's sort of his memoir, I guess, is where all this all began. But anyway, Cabaret stars Liza Minnelli, Michael York, Helmut Grimm, Joel Grey as the MC, and Marissa Berenson. And it's the story, I guess, of Brian Roberts, a reserved British scholar and writer. That's Michael York, who moves to Berlin in 1931. He finds lodging in a boarding house. And one of his flatmates is Miss Sally Bowles. That's Minnelli. And she's a singer at a local cabaret nightclub. And let's just say Sally is a free spirit. And she and Brian become fast friends. And Brian quickly adapts to Sally's open-minded bohemian lifestyle. And the two develop a very strong, loving friendship. But this is complicated by many things, including her promiscuous ways, his own sexuality, each of their hopes and dreams, and several external factors, not the least of which is the social and political situation in early 30s Berlin as the Nazis were coming into power. And then meanwhile, Cabaret also features a number of smaller subplots, and the film chugs along with periodic musical numbers at the Cabaret Theater, the Kit Kat Club, where Sally works. Background on Cabaret. Cabaret began based on real people, as I mentioned. So it's a semi-autobiographical memoirs of Christopher Isherwood. And he roomed with a British cabaret singer, Gene Ross, who would be the inspiration for Liza Minnelli's Sally. And Isherwood himself is the inspiration for Michael York's character. And in 1966, I think the book became a play. Or had already been a play. No, it had been a play. And then around 1966, it became a Broadway musical. And in 68, Allied Artists bought the film rights for $1.5 million, which I'm thinking is an astronomical sum. And at the time, Bob Fosse, he was looking to get into filmmaking. He had been very successful on Broadway as a director and choreographer, but he had only directed one film, and that was Sweet Charity. And it was an expensive flop. So tune into the main show where we will talk about Sweet Charity. So Fosse heard about Cabaret becoming a film, and apparently he begged producer Cy Feuer to direct it, even though no one thought Fosse would be the man to do it. The studio wanted to get someone like Billy Wilder or Gene Kelly to do it, but Feuer fought for Fosse, and I guess out of the hiring process, Fosse was last man standing, so he got the job. And as Fosse began the production, he hired a new writer, Hugh Wheeler, who wrote Sweeney Todd, to redo the script, which he did, and he didn't get a credit for it. So the new script got further from the Broadway show and closer to Isherwood's personal stories and the original publication. So, and I think Wheeler and Isherwood were friends too, I think. And the story delves more into Isherwood's personal life and Isherwood's open homosexuality. And that led to Michael York's character being written as bisexual. Probably get into all this stuff. Liza Minnelli and Joel Grey had already been part of the production. They were cast long before Fosse was on board. Joel Grey plays the MC. We're going to be talking about him. He's reprising the stage role. So he played it on Broadway. And Minnelli, she won this role. She had been turned down to play Sally Bowles on Broadway. But after that audition, she had sort of become a bit of a star in the late 60s in her own right. So she gets the call to play Sally in Cabaret. Film was shot in West Germany. And the what do I have? Oh, I have a little trivia note here that they were shooting nights frequently in one particular studio. And this is where Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory was actually shooting during the days. Oh. And Willy Wonka would often go late. And this drove Fosse nuts because for all these night shoots, they were starting their shooting late. So he would just be sort of cranky the moment they arrived on set.
I'm going to go and dump on my letterbox and shave off another star of the Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, we haven't gotten anything, and Letterboxd is already being adjusted.
If you'd like to listen to this show in its entirety, head over to our Patreon over at patreon.com/uncutgemspod, where for $3 a month you'll be able to hear many other bonus recordings of ours, such as tie-ins to our main show, mini retrospectives, and comprehensive director marathons. patreon.com/uncutgemspod is the place, so head over there and subscribe.